This is the MacAllen State of the City Address. Here's Master of Ceremonies, Tim Smith.
I feel like we're in church. It's so quiet out there. Except there's people sitting in the front row, ain't you? Hi, Val. Good to see everybody. What a great program this has been today already, and we're just getting started. You know, the city of MacAllen remains one of the leading cities in the state of Texas, the nation, and this year more than ever. Through its unique will-do spirit being unveiled, all these momentous and powerful accomplishments for our city and the betterment of our community and the entire region. I know the mayor's going to share a lot of these things with you today. There's just too many to share. There's so many things going on. But to learn even more about what the city of MacAllen has accomplished, we invite you to visit the MacAllen Annual Report website. It's www.macallen.net/year-in-review. They used to publish those and put them on the tables for you. This is way easier, right? That saves a whole lot of paper, so it's going to be exciting. Be sure to check that out if you get the chance. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to serve as your MC here today for the 2024 MacAllen State of the City Address. On behalf of the entire city of MacAllen, I'd like to thank you all for your attendance here today and for your support of this event once again this year. And now it's my honor to introduce to you our mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Javier Villalobos graduated from Southwest Texas State University in 1989 with a bachelor's degree in business, concentrating in accounting. He worked as an auditor for the Texas Railroad Commission before going to law school, where he graduated from Thurgood Marshall School of Law in May of 1995. Mayor Villalobos has represented schools, municipalities, and other government entities for more than 20 years. It is a general practice that includes both civil and criminal representation. Javier Villalobos is currently mayor of MacAllen and a former member of the MacAllen City Commissioner, the Texas Prepaid Higher Education Tuition Board, appointed by Governor Abbott, MacAllen Hidalgo International Bridge Board, the Ansel Dewis International Bridge Board, the Border Trade Alliance, and Texas Border Coalition. He was the inaugural chair of the RMA. He has formerly served under Governor Perry as an appointee and the Hidalgo County Republican Chairman and recipient of Courage to Lead Award. And he's been your choice as the Monitor's Reader's Choice Favorite Elected Official. So now, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming to the stage the Honorable Javier Villalobos, Mayor of the City of MacAllen.
You can feel the spirit of MacAllen shining through in everything we do. It drives us to dream bigger and work together to create a future to be proud of. Because the spirit of MacAllen says, if we can, we will. You can feel it when you see how far we've come and watch it grow as our newest projects take shape. Our growth into a destination city with world-class events and festivals. Our community pride in MacAllen shines. Our commitment to education at the new Center for Urban Ecology at Quinta Mazatlan. And our work toward a smarter and sustainable future for our next generation. And however far MacAllen will go, we will never forget our roots. Today, MacAllen feels like the best of America's past. And by working together, MacAllen will look like America's future. Today, the spirit of MacAllen is shining through. Please welcome the mayor of the city of MacAllen, Javier Villalobos.
Welcome, bienvenidos todos. I am so honored to be with you today, and I am proud to share this day with my beautiful wife, Annette, my kids, Jaime, Javi, Miranda, our commissioners, our civil servants, guests, and especially our residents here in MacAllen. You know, ladies and gentlemen, life is a wonderful thing. However, we don't know how long and when we're going to depart. So today I say, let's be good to ourselves, our families, let's love each other, let's care for each other. Because today, I want to dedicate this event to our families that departed last year. To me, I dedicate today to my mother, Elida Villalobos, and my sister, Veronica Villalobos Barajas, who I last saw last year sitting right there at that table. We're going to miss him. My friends, we are united here today by McAllen's spirit of optimism and purpose. Today is an example of the power of McAllen's spirit of unity, and I am happy to share it with you. Thanks to our valued partners, we are proud to report that this State of the City is another record-breaking event. Your generosity is greatly appreciated, and of course you know all proceeds go to McAllen Nonprofits. Thanks to our titanium, platinum, and gold sponsors for your support of this event. And I also want to thank, a special thanks to our diamond level sponsors, AT&T, JD, thank you. CIL, mi amigo Joaquin Spaver, gracias. Killam Development, Cliff, thank you so much. Limeburger, your whole team, thank you so much. McAllen Hidalgo International Bridges, the whole team, muchísimas gracias. Of course, the Patil family, Ruby Red Hospitality, thank you for always supporting our great city. A&M University, Manny and the gang, thank you so much. And of course, our good friend Raju from Zoho and the whole team, thank you so very much. And on behalf of the city of McAllen, I welcome our dignitaries. We have senators, congressmen, mayors, consuls, council members, trustees, federal and state judges, and university leaders. Thank you all for your dedicated service to our community. Thank you. But most importantly, I welcome you, our residents, the residents we proudly serve and who embody the spirit of McAllen. We thank you all for joining us to recognize our momentous accomplishments from this past year and to share in the excited spirit of our future initiatives. Today, the spirit of McAllen is shining through. And this spirit is one of bold optimism that drives us to say, and McAllen, if we can, we will. And this spirit of McAllen is what drove us to victories this past year and is what inspires us to take on the challenges of today and tomorrow. It kept us connected to our history and makes us grateful of opportunities to show what we can accomplish together. McAllen is a shining example of a city that feels like the best of America's past with ever-expanding opportunities for families and strong environment for progress through investment, growth, and opportunity. And McAllen is an example of what America's future will look like, a place where our quality of life is valued, our safety is assured, and our roots are never forgotten. This past year, the spirit of McAllen was inspired by the dedication of our public servants by keeping our community safe, comfortable, and compassionate. It drove us to create world-class destination events that are accessible to every resident and guest in our city. And the spirit of McAllen drives us to invest in future generations with new opportunities in higher education, conservation, and enterprise. I know a spirited place we are all proud to call home. Ladies and gentlemen, I know McAllen. And as I stand before you today, I say with great pride in our community that the state of McAllen has never been stronger. And of the hundreds of cities across the great state of Texas, McAllen has once again overcome national trends by keeping the American dream affordable. McAllen was recognized as the third most affordable place for home buyers and was recognized as America's third most affordable city overall. And when it comes to safety, since I've been mayor, McAllen was recognized as the 9th safest city 3 years ago, then 6th safest 2 years ago, But this year, I cannot recognize McAllen as the sixth, the fifth, the fourth. I can't. But you know what? Thanks to the efforts of our residents, our guests, together with the efforts of our first responders, McAllen was declared the third safest city in the United States. We are a good city. We are a safe city. And for the second time, McAllen was recognized with the prestigious IFEA World Festival and Event City Award for creating tremendous community and economic capital through our growing portfolio of destination events. The spirit of our city made McAllen a shining success in 23. Our retail dominance once again earned a 3% year-over-year gain in sales tax revenue, breaking last year's record-breaking achievement. And our retail partners, they helped earn an unprecedented $93.7 million for our city, a 35% increase from McAllen's pre-pandemic sales tax revenue. You see, McAllen's success shined above many of the state's top cities in total sales tax revenue. We ranked third in total sales tax per capita for Texas cities with more than 100,000 residents. And once again, led the Rio Grande Valley in sales tax revenue. Ladies and gentlemen, McAllen is the place to do business. And because of this success, once again, we delivered continued tax relief to our residents. For the third consecutive year, our commission reduced McAllen's tax rate to keep McAllen affordable while improving the quality of life for our residents and providing quality services. McAllen's low property tax rate are part of a blueprint and a plan for a fiscally responsible municipal government, and we are proud of our actions. Thank you. And our record sales tax revenue empowered our most ambitious budget ever. Thank you, commissioners, for your leadership and your ambition to make McAllen shine. And the spirit of McAllen's prosperity shined brightly as our city commission continued their commitment to a three-year strategic business plan of community investment. I am proud of the continued vision for McAllen delivered by our commissioners, our city manager, and myself, who guided an ambitious $661 million budget for the 23-24 fiscal year. Roy Rodriguez, our city manager, thank you and your team for your leadership in drafting, organizing, implementing another historic budget. This budget accomplishes the goals of our city commission and provides so much to our community. Roy, please stand up and be recognized. Sure. And I'm proud to say our budget, backed by $144 million general fund, provides more than 202 days of working capital, a number that greatly exceeds our city's 140-day required reserve. In McAllen, we are safe and we are fiscally sound. My friends, the spirit of McAllen is to build success on top of success. I am also proud to announce that we are reinvesting our success to help people who keep our city running strong. This year's budget provided a minimum of a 3% pay increase for all McAllen employees. Additionally, for the first time, we have provided our employees with longevity pay. We reward them for their hard work, commitment, and years of dedication to the city we love. We We also provided a 5% increase for our police force when we successfully negotiated our strongest collective bargaining agreement with our McAllen police officers. This agreement provides our men and women in blue a historic compensation package that guarantees a cumulative 16% pay raise in the next 4 years. Thanks to all the men and women in blue. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in listening to a message from McAllen City Commissioner J.J. Zamora, a message about the future of prosperity in McAllen.
The spirit of McAllen shines when we reinvest our prosperity into projects with long-term benefits for all. This is the site of our new McAllen Parks and Recreation facility to better serve our residents throughout our city for many years to come. McAllen is also investing in multi-use spaces that can adapt to fill our needs as our city grows. McAllen officials are committed to partnering with investors and developers to create smarter spaces like the district. This $120 million mixed-use development will be an urban lifestyle experience with upscale shopping, top-tier dining, a dynamic entertainment scene, integrated green spaces, and modern living at an all-in-one location in North McAllen. You'll enjoy everything you love about McAllen in walking distance at the district, and it's only the beginning. McAllen will continue leading South Texas in sustainable development as we implement our new plan, Envision McAllen 2040. Our city commission and mayor adopted Envision McAllen 2040 last May to guide our growth, which earned the Best Comprehensive Plan Award by the Texas Chapter of the American Planning Association in 2023. Long-term investments like these are possible thanks to the revenue McAllen received from people who choose our city to shop, visit, and do business. Investing in the future while providing much-needed tax relief, the spirit of McAllen says, if we can, we will.
And thank you, Commissioner. And the spirit of McAllen also grows from our culture roots. Here, we value hospitality, and we value celebrating the moments that matter with the people who matter. And this spirit helped McAllen grow into a destination city. Guests and residents stay culturally connected at events and festivals that celebrate the best of who we are. McAllen, welcome back. The 66th Annual IFEA Convention, once again welcoming representatives from across the world. There, we earned the second IFEA City Award, hosting more than 800 events and generating more than $100 million of economic impact. It is an honor McAllen now shares with other international cities of much greater size than ours. And we are McAllen proud. It is an accomplishment that our city departments and employees share with McAllen's volunteers and private partners. Together, our community spirit shined at every single event. And we also stay culturally connected at events like Fiesta de Palmas in Mexlan, where we honor and connect with our roots while we celebrate a new generation. And we make lasting memories of seasonal events like Illumina Fest and the South Pole Illuminated Festival, which, you know, features the tallest digital Christmas tree in the whole United States. And this holiday season, we surprised the community at this year's South Pole, brought to you by H-E-B, Sames Auto Group, and Lone Star National Bank. We were honored to host thousands of guests at a no-cost concert by our tremendous grupo, Frontera! Our community spirit keeps on giving. In McAllen, if we can, we will! And a record 267,000 guests celebrated 10 years of magic at the 23 McAllen Holiday Parade, presented by H-E-B and powered by Bert Ogden. Our parade is the largest illuminated holiday and helium balloon parade in Texas, and the six-time best parade in the world. Now, McAllen's signature destination event showcased more than 35 balloons, celebrity guests, a national broadcast, and sold-out engagements at the South Padre Island Vuelta Zone and the McAllen International Airport Skybox. And destination events like this, like the McAllen Holiday Parade, attract overnight guests and help drive McAllen's hospitality industry to record successes. McAllen Hotels proudly reported back-to-back years with more than $100 million in revenue, an achievement that drives dollars into our retail and restaurant industries. McAllen also connected guests and residents with art and culture. McAllen Performing Arts Center teamed with Nederlander National and Lexus to announce the inaugural season of Broadway in the Rio Grande Valley. This exciting partnership connects McAllen with four thrilling Broadway tours, including the award-winning Chicago. And at Mexland, McAllen connected with our sister city in Mexico by welcoming a delegation from Puerto Vallarta, led by our friend Mayor Luis Alberto Michel Rodriguez, to celebrate a sister signing ceremony. And I'm proud to say that we now hold sister city agreements with cities across Mexico and the world. And such agreements connect us with long-term mutual partnerships in the spirit of cooperation. We are also fortunate to have an amazing event at the Performing Arts Center with our sister city of Apodaca. Unprecedented, with the help of our friend, Mayor Cesar Garza Villarreal, U.S. Customs, and our team, we were able to bring more than 200 orchestra students from Apodaca to play with our local high school students. And what an amazing event it was. Mi amigo Cesar Garza Villarreal, our friends Carlos Rodriguez from U.S. Customs, our bridge director Juan Olaguibel, thank you so much for putting this great event together. Gentlemen, please stand and be recognized. You see, in McAllen, we recognize the power of relationships we have with our sister cities. And to make sure that we maximize our return from such relationships, we have created a Department of International Relations, which I know will help further these relationships and what they provide for us. And I welcome Omar Quintanilla, Mayor Pro Tem, with a message about how McAllen's cultural festivals express the spirit of McAllen.
The spirit of McAllen shines when we celebrate together. Today, I'm standing in front of one of the amazing murals created at our annual Mexlan Festival. It's just a small reminder of the over 800 festivals and events that McAllen hosts each year. It brings joy to our people and guests to our city, which helps keep our economy strong. The spirit of McAllen says, if we can, we will. McAllen's events and festivals are more than a source of community pride. They show the world who we are. We're a destination city for holiday visitors to the McAllen Holiday Parade and the South Pole Illuminated Festival, while our culturally connected festivals like Mexlan and Fiesta de Palmas celebrate our heritage through art, music, and food tradition. And at Mexlan 2023, McAllen connected with our sister city in Mexico, Puerto Vallarta. We welcome a delegation led by our friend, Mayor Luis Alberto Miguel Rodriguez, for our sister city signing ceremony. And the newly established McAllen Performing and Cultural Arts Foundation affirmed our community's commitment to fostering the arts by raising more than $54,000 at its inaugural Mexlan Gala. Our celebrations give residents a full year of entertainment and generate millions of dollars in economic impact throughout McAllen. Creating a destination city for the benefit of all?
The spirit of McAllen says, if we can, we will.
In all we do, the spirit of McAllen is shining through.
Thank you, Commissioner. And the spirit of McAllen shines brightest when we work towards a better future for the next generation.
The spirit of McAllen.
Last year, we visited many of our sister cities to connect culturally and share ideas. And as I traveled to Tampico and walked their streets, I was moved by their pride in keeping their community shining clean. It was spotless. And this initiative was a priority by Tampico Mayor Jesus Chucho Nader. In Tampico, Mayor Nader named this initiative Tampico Vería. And this inspired us to come back and launch our newest initiative. Ladies and gentlemen, we are unveiling a campaign to make McAllen the cleanest and best kept city in the state. And as we unveil this, we hope that our surrounding communities adopt similar initiatives and make the RGV the cleanest, best kept place in the whole state of Texas. Si Tampico brilla, McAllen shines. Gracias, Mayor Chucho Nader. And McAllen Shines is a citywide campaign that will spark a cultural shift towards civic pride in keeping our community welcoming and beautiful. It will educate our youth, businesses, and residents on the importance of recycling and litter abatement while creating incentives and enforcing consequences to encourage responsibility. It is my goal in implementing McAllen Shines to visit every elementary school in McAllen to educate our youngest citizens of the importance of a beautiful city. And it does start with our kids. Through this new initiative, I hope that like in Tampico, we can empower our citizens to elevate the quality of our streets, our parks, sidewalks, and every part of our beautiful McAllen. See, McAllen Shines is another community effort that now joins Keep McAllen Beautiful and our entire Public Works Department who works tirelessly every day, rain or shine, to improve sustainability and the quality of life for today and tomorrow. We are not starting from scratch, though. Last year, Keep McAllen Beautiful organized more than 3,016 volunteers who donated 9,219 hours to make McAllen shine. And together, they launched 195 cleanups and collected more than 476 tons of trash and debris. On behalf of our entire community, thanks to all our volunteers, to our public works, to our residents, thank you for keeping McAllen beautiful. And last year, McAllen earned platinum certification as a scenic city, the highest level attainable, and earned the most public votes in Texas to win the Scenic City People's Choice Award, first in the state. And McAllen earned the Governor's Community Achievement Award for outstanding community improvements and was awarded a $290,000 landscaping grant by the Texas Department of Transportation. And for that, we also thank our Senator Chuy Hinojosa, our Valley delegation, for your representation and your leadership. Thank you so much. And Keep McAllen Beautiful, let our community spirit shine through on our standpipes. As of today, local artists have transformed 161 standpipes into beautiful works of art, with more in the works. And this initiative has provided an opportunity for local artists to demonstrate their talents, highlight our community and culture, and create an example of public beauty for all to see. Let's give all these artists a round of applause. And at Quita Mazatlán, we broke ground on a historic partnership between McAllen UTRGV and McAllen ISD to build the Center for Urban Ecology. And this, the Cube, is a $55 million 14-acre research center that will be the first of its kind in the United States. Once completed, guests from around the world will experience more than 20 attractions. Now, the spirit behind the Cube came from our partnership with UTRGV and McAllen ISD and the innovative urban sanctuary Quinta Mazatlán. And together, we will open a new door for students to learn about balancing sustainability, ecotourism, and the health and wellness of all. We thank Dr. Guy Bailey, Senators Hinojosa and Lucio, all our Valley delegation, McAllen ISD trustees, Congressman Gonzalez, County Commissioners, Eddie, Ever, David, County Judge Cortez. But most importantly, we thank the Friends of Quinta Mazatlán, led by Val Lamantia and John Gerling, who were instrumental and worked tirelessly in securing the funding for this momentous project. Once again, showing that in McAllen, if we can, we will. And to all named and every community partner who brought this vision to life, please stand and be recognized. Now, our partnership with UTRGV also facilitated the completion of the new Vaquero Golf Center at Champion Lakes. This facility is a $3.3 million investment by UTRGV and is now the new home of the Vaqueros men's and women's golf teams. It has a driving range, locker rooms, offices, study areas, a lounge space, kitchen, and hitting bays. Now, UTRGV is a world-class university, and through their partnership, work began on another McAllen first, the McAllen ISD Collegiate Academy. McAllen proudly invested $1 million in the academy because if we can, we will. And this $23.5 million academy will be part of the extended 38-acre UTRGV McAllen Academic Medical Campus. Now, McAllen ISD students will benefit from the state-of-the-art science labs and lecture halls while choosing from four study tracks: health science, computer science, engineering, or education. And then we have South Texas College, another important partner in education for the city of McAllen. STC's programs include the nursing and allied health programs and the Institute for Advanced Manufacturing. McAllen is proud to invest more than $950,000 last year to help train these much-needed healthcare professionals and logistic manufacturing skilled graduates. I also congratulate STC for ranking second in most affordable online bachelor's degrees nationwide and creating the new South Texas College Promise Program, providing dual credit at zero cost for high schools. Thank you so much. And McAllen is also proud to be the home of the Texas A&M University Center at Tres Lagos. Do I hear a whoop? Texas A&M and McAllen offers advanced college degrees programs in engineering, manufacturing, and just 2 weeks ago celebrated the groundbreaking of the second major installation to their campus, the Health Nursing Education and Research Building, the future home of the Texas A&M School of Nursing Program, Veterinary Medicine, and Biochemical Research Center, right here in McAllen. What an amazing accomplishment. And these fine institutions are creating exactly what we need for our area to succeed. And they are creating exactly what our businesses need. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is educated human capital. Thank you. Thank you to all our schools. McAllen is a shining example of work-life balance in a growing community. with ever-expanding green spaces and recreation for our guests and residents. We invested $3.8 million in the acquisition of real estate for the creation of campgrounds. An additional $1.2 million is planned for further developments to include public trails, fishing docks, archery alleys, birding blinds, campsite, picnic shelters, and more green space for McAllen's residents and guests. And this campground is located centrally on 23rd Street for everybody to enjoy. And now, the McAllen Parks and Rec is working from a new 20,000 square foot complex on 23rd Street, where they have the workspace needed to make McAllen one of America's most livable cities. Their work is part of our vision for sustainable development, a plan we call Envision McAllen 2040. As a matter of fact, Envision McAllen 2040 earned the Best Comprehensive Plan Award by the Texas chapter of the American Planning Association. Our city commission adopted this comprehensive plan last May to guide our growth through 2040 and to address McAllen's need for mixed-use developments, affordable housing, and urban transit systems. Now, our good friend Commissioner Pepe Cabeza de Vaca will tell us how McAllen has shined in 23.
The spirit of McAllen is shining through here today at the future site of the Center for Urban Ecology at Quinta Mazatlán. McAllen feels like America's past and looks like America's future.
Today, we start building the first of its kind in America, a $55 million, 14-acre research and education center that will become a sustainable guest destination. Ecotourists will enjoy over 20 attractions like an adventure garden, skywalk, wetlands area, ethnobotanical garden, sensory garden, leadership ropes course, outdoor amphitheater, rio walk, and more when it opens their doors in the very near future. The spirit of McAllen shines when we preserve our city's nature beauty for future generations. Last year, the Friends of Quinta Mazatlán, along with donors and city partners, planted four tiny forests in McAllen. Each tiny forest averages 10,000 square feet and holds 2,000 native plants. They absorb carbon dioxide, fight erosion, and provide a home to native wildlife. Tiny forests also make a big difference with McAllen's next generation, helping us engage and educate young learners on conservation. Our combined efforts in 2023 were recognized with an Outstanding Community Forestry Program Award and the Tree City USA Growth Award from the Arbor Day Foundation.
Preserving a legacy while beautifying our city today, the spirit of McAllen says, if we can, we will.
And the spirit of McAllen shines through when our community is better connected to the people that matter. Last year, the McAllen International Airport continued going above and beyond to connect us to Texas and the world with more than $40 million in improvements. Travelers now enjoy improved boarding bridges, terminal amenities, runway improvements, and more. And the airport saw a 10% year-over-year increase of passengers, once again breaking all previous records. And McAllen International Airport announced a new carrier, Aero Mexico, with nonstop service to Mexico City. Now, service just started last week. Now, our passengers can connect to Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, Guadalajara, and many other places in Mexico. And now, McAllen International Airport has 3 daily nonstop flights to our state capital via Delta Airlines. And this was a much-needed route so our residents can conduct business, our students and parents can see each other more often, and all with the convenience of a direct flight. And travelers stay connected to our favorite sports brand by building on McAllen's corporate partnership with the Dallas Cowboys, bringing Michael Irvin to McAllen and co-branding the Skybox fan experience at the McAllen Holiday Parade. Friends, here's a message from Chad, a representative from the Dallas Cowboys.
City of McAllen and distinguished guests, on behalf of the Dallas Cowboys, congratulations to the City of McAllen for being a shining example of a Texas city on the rise, and to McAllen National Airport for another record-setting year of activity. We experienced this firsthand in 2023 through our partnership, which brought new experiences to the Dallas Cowboys fans in one of the most important markets in Texas. We look forward to bringing more Dallas Cowboys experiences and legendary players in 2024 at the McAllen National Airport and beyond. As you say in McAllen, if we can, we will. Thank you for the partnership, and as always, go Cowboys.
And yes, I know the Cowboys are out, but we'll be back next year. Go Cowboys! Last year, we also announced an exciting partnership with our favorite and fastest growing sports brand, the UTRGV Vaqueros. Now, these efforts made McAllen one of the 10 busiest commercial airports in Texas and generated $633 million in economic impact, creating 7,227 jobs with a $232 million in payroll. Now, funded by more than $11.75 million awarded by the Federal Aviation Administration, our airport is poised to move beyond our greatest expectations. Congressman Monica de la Cruz, thank you for helping us and secure these very important dollars for our community. Thank you so much. And in the spirit of efficient local travel, Metro McAllen will be opening the North Transfer Center later this month. This new 8,000-square facility will serve as a new transit hub for McAllen's northern quadrant and will shorten headways, realign routes, and connect us to UTRGV, South Texas, and A&M campuses. And this hub includes office space for maintenance personnel, three maintenance bays, passenger amenities, a ticketing area, and 100-vehicle park and ride lot. And this connectivity is fully funded by an $8 million grant from the Federal Transit Administration and Texas Department of Transportation Development Credits. Investing in new transit infrastructure will help reduce traffic congestion. And thanks to funding from the City Commission, Metro McAllen has more drivers, more frequent routes to meet our community's growing need. We partnered with the Dallas Area Rapid Transit to employ a new app to offer greater mobility, trip planning, mobile pay, and more. And the spirit of an international city is always connected with our friends abroad. The McAllen Hidalgo International Bridges are a shining example of McAllen's global connectivity. Our bridges connect us to broader economic development, cultural exchanges, and diplomatic ties between our countries. Last year, we gained a 17% combined travel increase across our international bridges. We connected more than 4.3 million vehicles and more than 1.2 million pedestrians came to McAllen's retail and hospitality businesses and to our award-winning destination events. McAllen International positions us as an international city where commerce, trade, and tourism thrive. And right now, construction continues on the $83 million Anzaldúa's Bridge Expansion Project, funded in part by a $25 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. You know, I remember Juan and I were driving to Monterrey when I received a call on my mobile. The person identified himself, but I honestly thought it was a joke. Guess who it was? It was just the U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to tell me that we have received this $25 million historic grant. What a call, what a moment, what a grant. Secretary Buttigieg, thank you for helping McAllen shine. And this grant for Rebuilding America fosters nationally significant projects that move freight and people, which McAllen does like very few other cities. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome our commissioner from District 4, Rudy Castillo, to talk about our city's power to connect people.
The spirit of McAllen is shining through. Here today at the McAllen International Airport, we're excited to begin welcoming new passengers to and from Mexico City and beyond. It brings our community closer to our culture and inspires new ideas.
Thanks to our airport's new partnership with Aeromexico, McAllen is where South Texas will connect with new opportunities to explore, relax, and prosper in Mexico City starting this month. McAllen was proud to host Aeromexico, Mexico's largest carrier, for an official site visit with meet and greets, networking events, and an official press event with regional media partners and city officials. Our airport also helped travelers stay culturally connected in 2023 with the 5th annual Dia de Muertos Ofrenda and Hispanic Heritage Month, our exhibits. These events launched in partnership with our consuls de Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. With new nonstop flights to Austin starting soon, the City of McAllen is committed to delivering new opportunities to McAllen travelers, connecting South Texas with the biggest city on the continent.
The spirit of McAllen says, if we can, we will.
Thank you, my good friend Rudy, Commissioner Castillo. And McAllen's spirit of caring kept our city safe in 23. As stated before, McAllen was recognized as America's third safest city, reported the lowest violent and property crime rates among the four larger border cities in Texas, and was featured as one of the state's 11 safest places to live. McAllen recorded its lowest crime rate in 37 years by the start of 23, with a sharp 77.8 decrease since 1995. McAllen cares about balancing public safety with growth. We invested in a new $5.5 million fire training facility to begin service soon. This state-of-the-art 10,000 square foot complex will be a McAllen first, a dedicated training facility to train our firefighters and lead South Texas as a key training site and safety partner. McAllen invested in public safety has helped our city's quality of life increase 7% above the national average and 12% above comparable U.S. cities. In McAllen, we are always ready to help our neighbors on both sides of the border, because in McAllen, if we can, we will. And here's Commissioner Haddad with a message about how McAllen is keeping our community safe.
The spirit of McAllen shines when we work together to keep our city safe. We are at McAllen's Fire Station number 6 with our newest fire aerial ladder truck. This highly specialized piece of rescue equipment is just another shining example of McAllen reinvesting in our safety. Soon, McAllen's firefighters will begin training in a cutting-edge 10,000 square foot training facility, the first of its kind in South Texas. The spirit of McAllen inspires leadership from others through a new memorandum of understanding to enhance training between the City of McAllen Fire Department and the Heroico Cuerpo de Bomberos Reynosa Tamaulipas, Mexico. The McAllen Fire Department and the Bomberos Reynosa have a proud history of working side-by-side in emergencies. From confined space rescues to maquiladora fires, and most urgently, during the 1967 Pemex explosion. Recently, the McAllen Fire Department proudly donated a surplus pumper fire truck to firefighters from Dr. Gonzalez, Nuevo León, Mexico, a suburb of Monterrey. McAllen and Reynosa are interdependent communities, and we are committed to strengthening the relationship between fire departments for a safer McAllen and a safer Reynosa. We invested $5.5 million into our firefighters' training facility because their lives, like the lives of McAllen's people, deserve the best protection that we can provide. Putting serious resources behind the people who keep us safe, the spirit of McAllen says, if we can, we will.
And the spirit of McAllen is to help our residents help themselves. McAllen understands that the best way to care for their community is to trust our residents and support their efforts to make McAllen shine brighter. Together, the Development Corporation of McAllen, General Fund, Community Development Block Grant, combined to fund $8.3 million to 17 local nonprofits. Now, McAllen nonprofits, they mentor our youth, preserve our history, improve literacy, inspire small business, counsel those in need, and step up to every resident to make sure that every resident is treated with kindness and dignity. I thank our local organizations and nonprofits for making McAllen's spirit of kindness shine through. Thank you to all our nonprofits. Thank you so much. And we continue to encourage a healthier McAllen with our sixth consecutive It's Time Texas Challenge victory in the large city category. This annual event challenges cities statewide to help their residents make small changes to improve their overall health, proving again that in McAllen, if we can, we will. And McAllen's spirit of kindness drives us to do things big and small, because a small act of kindness can be the start of something big. We have Imagine Tomorrow, an incentive program for residents in need of home repairs, demolitions, and renovations for homes more than 30 years old. Our caring residents leveraged these projects by investing more than $9 million of their own money. They did. To make McAllen shine, this is a 21 times return of McAllen's investment of only $400,000. Thank you to all our residents. And the McAllen Retail and Business Development Office also invested in beautifying our city with a refreshed 50-50 grant program. We invested $450,000 to revitalize small business storefronts and modernize historic downtown McAllen, proving a city can prosper while preserving our character and hometown spirit. And there is no investment as important as our future generations. We celebrated the end of last year with the grand reopening and ribbon cutting of our upgraded Lark and Palmview library branches. Now, readers of all ages will enjoy revitalized spaces, new vibrant colors, carpeting and furniture while exploring the world of reading. McAllen Branch Libraries also received upgraded air conditioning systems to serve the public as cooling centers during the hottest summer months. Our libraries reached heights of attendance this past year with a record-breaking 15,630 guests at the South Texas Book Festival. We earned 18 awards from the IFEA, including the prestigious Grand Pinnacle Award for the South Texas Book Festival, with 26 other awards, including Best in State. And here's Commissioner Tony Aguirre on how McAllen's spirit of kindness is helping us when we need it most.
The spirit of McAllen shines when we show compassion for those who need it most. We're at Kempler Campgrounds with a very special friend, here to share the latest on McAllen's Caring for Pets initiative.
Our city has shifted away from McAllen Animal Control to caring for animals under the McAllen's Health, Code, and Animal Care Services. McAllen Animal Care means investing in successes like Palm Valley Animal Society Shelter to better care for our animals. We created a proclamation celebrating the efforts of our shelter in 2023, then launched Animal Internship Days, where 14 city departments hosted 16 dogs and kittens to encourage pet adoption. 5 dogs and 8 kittens found homes that day, and much-needed awareness was focused on our shelter's efforts. We even held a drive-through microchip clinic for McAllen residents and pets at our City Hall parking lot to help prevent lost pets. And we'll continue hosting the Palm Valley Pet of the Week program, where our city communication platforms showcase pets in need of adoption.
By helping shelter pets find loving homes, our city is showing that caring is a winning strategy. Showing compassion for those big and small, the spirit of McAllen says, if we can, we will.
And we also invested in efficiency. When key city departments adopted new enterprise resource planning software called Project Smart, this $16.9 million project will connect our utility billing, finance, customer relationship management, and HR departments and will dramatically improve customer service for our residents. McAllen Information Technology Department improved our city's digital infrastructure by connecting our department with via new fiber optic lines, keeping us on the leading edge of technology. And I'm proud to recognize McAllen's Purchasing Department for winning the 23 Achievement of Excellence in Procurement Award by the National Procurement Institute. Now, by procuring the highest value for best price of goods and services, McAllen Purchasing Department is a shining example of how small actions add up to create a better city for all of us. And we saw solid improvements to McAllen's roads, water systems, and public infrastructure. And our engineering team is proud to report 15 planned stormwater drainage projects have been completed with a massive investment of $14.27 million to keep McAllen Street safe, because in McAllen, if we can, we will. And now, friends, let's hear about McAllen's quality water system from the McAllen Public Utilities Board.
Hi, I'm Charles Amos, MPU Board Chairman, and I'm here at McAllen Public Utilities South Water Treatment Facility, one of our many locations where employees work day and night through heat, rain, and cold to ensure that every time our 150,000 customers turn on the tap, they have clean running water and a reliable wastewater system. McAllen continued to invest our successes back into our community in 2023. With over $20 million in water service projects and $14 million in wastewater improvements, for a total of nearly $35 million of improvements. And this was all done while maintaining one of the most competitive utility rates in the state of Texas.
That's right, Chairman. In addition to our focus on fiscal responsibility, MPU is committed to water conservation. Hi, I'm Ernie Williams, MPU Vice Chairman. Over the last 5 years, MPU has appropriated nearly $200 million in construction projects aimed at conserving our most precious resource, our water. Our efforts to use reclaimed water for the irrigation of golf courses, fresh lagos, industrial properties, saved nearly 2 billion gallons of potable water last year alone. With the new half million gallon elevated retrained water storage tower to be constructed this year at Tres Lagos, this is only the beginning.
The spirit of McAllen is to serve others. Hi, I'm Albert Cardenas, MPU Trustee Place C. MPU is committed to helping our region shine. In 2023, we proudly supported the city of Edinburgh and Hidalgo with wholesale potable water contracts, provided the city of FAR and Mission emergency water agreements, and continue to provide wastewater treatment services to the great city of Alton.
Hi, I'm Rick Godinez, MPU Trustee Place B, and the spirit of McAllen is to innovate with cutting-edge technology. In 2023, MPU began replacing over 44,000 existing water meters with new AMI meters with an estimated completion date of late 2025. This will cut costs and increase the accuracy of water consumption measurements for all of our customers. MPU is also exploring innovative sources of power, like tapping into a geothermal field located underneath the city of McAllen. The heat and steam released by a geothermal well would go through a turbine and generate enough electricity to power water and wastewater plants. We can do all of this due to our strong financial positions, our AA credit plus rating, and are very proud to have been recognized again as a superior water system by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality for the past 30 years. That's the spirit of your McAllen Public Utility.
Quality water, conservation, always in mind. The spirit of McAllen says that we can, we will. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. You know, we are blessed to have the best water system in the Rio Grande Valley. And I venture to say, the whole state of Texas. Now, 2023 was a challenge for many communities. For McAllen, it was a year of opportunity for the spirit of McAllen to shine through, and it did. McAllen issued more than 921 residential permits, totaling more than $171.7 million in construction value, including an 8.8 increase in new subdivisions. McAllen Homes drove demand for more business with 1,150 commercial permits totaling more than $196 million in construction value. A record $661 million budget will create more than 120 capital improvement projects while holding the largest and most robust fund balance in the city's history. We created an environment where our businesses earn record-breaking sales tax revenue of $93.7 million. And we wisely reinvested into our community through our most ambitious budget ever. McAllen once again delivered tax relief, improved our infrastructure, and compensated our civil servants and peace officers. We invested in education, transit, libraries, firefighters, international bridges, nonprofits, and most importantly, we invested in our residents. McAllen balanced growth with sustainability with more green spaces, conservation efforts, and innovative initiatives to preserve and beautify our city. We grew as a destination city and welcomed thousands of guests and recognized millions in revenue. And we did it all while staying one of America's safest cities with a nationally recognized quality of life. It was the year I saw the spirit of McAllen shine, and I believe the best is yet to come, because if we can, we will. In McAllen, if we can, we will. Thank you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. God bless McAllen.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, said you hallelujah. Ooh. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown Funk. Show me, come on, dance, jump on it. If you're so excited and fly.